Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference in our community and learn how you can make a difference as well. There once was a time many centuries ago when women held sacred roles in a lucrative and respected craft that in today's modern world would mostly be associated with men. Women perfected this craft at home as part of daily life. What they did was used for food and medicine and income. For centuries, women sustained communities with their knowledge of this craft. But the story shifted when it grew beyond the household. Demand rose and it became profitable. It transformed from a kitchen skill into an organized profession. And that's when men stepped in and took over. Today, women are steadily reclaiming their well-deserved place in establishments across our community and beyond. Around the world, women are leading collaborations and shaping new cultures. They've defined their craft as an art focused on innovation, unique styles, and community involvement. They connect their work to history, proudly reminding us that this craft was theirs first. Their success is not a novelty, it's a correction of centuries of exclusion, and their visibility challenges the outdated idea that this craft is a man's world. What are we talking about here? Well, it's something that Milwaukee and Wisconsin as a whole is very familiar with. And actually, the craft that I'm speaking of rhymes with another word that Wisconsinites are very familiar with, and that is deer. So what's the answer? Beer. People usually don't think of women when they talk about beer, but they do now. Today, women represent a significant portion of consumers, with data showing females accounting for roughly 40% of beer drinkers, closing the gender gap in consumption. And our guest today is here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show today, Juliana Pirandozzi from the Women's Beer and Spirits Collective. I'm excited to have you share your expertise in this area, Juliana.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You are certainly welcome. Now, our show mostly consists of nonprofits sharing their mission, their vision, and their impact stories of how they're making a difference in the community. So you might be curious about how a nonprofit that includes women and beer and spirits is making an impact. Well, the Women's Beer and Spirits Collective is not actually a nonprofit. Sometimes we interview organizations that offer support services to nonprofits, or they partner with them in some way. And that's what the collective does. So, Juliana, why don't you start by telling us exactly what this Women's Beer and Spirits Collective is, and how do you support nonprofits?
It's funny, our name is self-explanatory and not at the same time. We are a collection of women who work in the beer and spirit world. All of us work for different companies. So I myself work for Three Sheeps Brewing Company. We have about seven other breweries and three spirit companies that are in our group. They're all salespeople that are represented by women. And over time, we decided to start doing events for Women's Month to raise money for charities that benefited women. And that's kind of how the very baseline of how we started. And it's snowballed into, I believe this is our fifth year, and our expansion of how many nonprofits we've been able to support has just grown and grown each year as well.
That's wonderful. Well, what was the group born out of?
Pretty much us looking around and going, hey, there's a lot more of us women here now. Why?
40%. Thanks a lot. I mean, that's actually just consumption, not necessarily ownership or involvement with the organizations.
Right. And that's even thinking, you know, we're a group of salespeople. You know, we're not even thinking about the women who are now in brewing, who run the companies, who do HR, the amount of women just in general that are now in the beer and spirit industry has grown exponentially. Pretty much we were all looking around one day, and there is a men's charity that a lot of beer suppliers do events for in November called Movember, which is an international charity that benefits men's health and suicide prevention.
Okay.
So I had the opportunity to be part of that with that group, and myself and some of the other women reps were like, why don't we do that for Women's Month?
Yeah.
We have one.
Total sense.
Yeah. We have a month.
Hello. We're here and we're strong,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's exciting and obviously very hard. It's 100% a grassroots thing that we just made up.
Well, tell us how then the group developed over the last, let's say, 4 years.
Community. When we first started, there was only a couple of us. We worked with one charity, and over time, other women that worked with other breweries and spirit companies came to us. They're like, I want to do this next year. How do we do this? Other nonprofits came forward, and said, hey, we love what you're doing. How can we support? Because a lot of our, some of the events and fundraising we do is through bars and restaurants, because that's what we do as salespeople.
Right.
And we had a lot of bars and restaurants reaching out asking, how can we do more of this? How can we be involved? So it's
nice.
Become a whole slew of community awesomeness.
That's wonderful. And again, that's why we do this show. We're saying there are so many community resources out there that, primarily nonprofits that people are not aware of. But again, as I said at the opening, there are so many organizations that partner with nonprofits. And so nonprofits need to know this. And also, if there's somebody in the community that wants to get involved with a nonprofit, and they may say, hey, I know that the Women's Beer and Spirits Collective is working with this nonprofit. Let's work with them through it. So it's so important to get the word out that you guys are doing this. I'm curious, so how do you choose the charities that you work with?
Initially, I actually have that opportunity. A close friend of mine is a social worker in Milwaukee. So I went to her our first year because we were all kind of like, what do we do? How do we start this?
Where do we start?
So
right.
I chatted with her and the first 2 years, I believe, we worked strictly with Sojourner Family Peace Center.
Yeah. Great organization.
Amazing. They help so many families from housing as well as just getting on their feet. After the second year, we got to kind of learn what our donations went towards. And it was like this many pillows.
Oh,
and
that's
a
nice.
Lot of inter-level things you don't think about necessarily. Yeah.
But that nonprofit needs.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. We've had them on the show before. Great organization.
As over time, we started expanding our events and partnerships to Madison. So as we're choosing these charities, we always want to make sure that the people in the community can directly benefit. So once we started doing these events in Madison, we became aware of DAZE, Domestic Abuse Intervention Services, and they service all of Dane County, which is kind of crazy to think about. Dane County is gigantic.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we started doing events with them, they came to them and told us how impactful it was because a lot of people don't know about their services. There aren't a lot of other charities or nonprofits to benefit domestic violence victims in Madison. So they want to get the word out, but also having people be able to donate really makes an impact for them.
Yeah. So do you have people in the collective that are from Madison?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So because we all work for different companies, some of the reps have the whole state of Wisconsin. And maybe based in Madison. Example, I'm based in Milwaukee and I have the 7 counties of southeastern Wisconsin as like my sales territory. So that, again, it's broadened our scope of nonprofits and charities across the state.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to think of just the main cities. It's like, well, no, women and people who live in Eau Claire also need these services.
So part of the collective could be an organization up in La Crosse, Eau Claire, and then they hold their event.
Yep.
Separate. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I get what this collective is all about. That's wonderful.
There's
probably more people involved than I think.
Yes. It's a multi-layer. And also we've gotten to know nonprofits that operate statewide too. So things like 9to5 is an international charity. And it's opened our eyes year over year to how many nonprofits, as you were saying, that are operating in just the state or certain cities.
Yeah. And, doing this show for over 8 years, it's interesting because I talk to people who, on the one hand, they say, that's so great that you were able to highlight or give a platform to this nonprofit so people could learn about it. So we're happy we're bringing that awareness. But on the opposite end, we're saying, but that's such a bummer that people don't know about this great organization. So it's kind of a catch-22, double-edged sword, whatever you want to say. So we're so happy that we're able to highlight these great organizations. And I've learned so much over these years of how resource rich we actually are here in southeastern Wisconsin and beyond, of course. So let's say somebody listening is intrigued by this idea of women in the beer and spirits industry, or maybe they're interested in having a collective support their nonprofit. How would they go about learning more about it? Well, stay tuned to find out after our short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Juliana Perendozzi from the Women's Beer and Spirits Collective. So, Juliana, if someone is listening and they're from a nonprofit, let's say, and they want to get involved in the collective, they want them to support, they maybe want to look at a potential event, partnering with you on that, how do they go about doing that? What would they do?
The easiest way to get in touch with us is through our Facebook and Instagram. We are still a very grassroots collective. So our Facebook is Women Beer and Spirit Collective. And then our Instagram is WI Beer and Spirit Collective. And myself and our other co-founder manage those accounts and get back to everybody as soon as possible.
Okay. So talk about how the collective has the potential to change every year.
Yeah, it's really nice because we focus on within our group working with women sales reps. You know, people change jobs, people get promoted, people leave their companies. This year in particular, we had a lot of people get promotions and get new
jobs. That's a good thing.
Yes. So we get to introduce new products, which also opens up the doors to working with other bars and restaurants because we all have different relationships based on whatever spirit we're selling.
Okay.
And then equally, we do change our nonprofits, or we have the ability to change our nonprofits every year. There are some people that we've been working with for the last couple of years, Forward Please, Lotus Legal Fund, Days up in Madison, as I mentioned previously. But we are always open to hearing about new nonprofits, especially those that benefit women and their families. So, for example, last year we started kind of researching new ones just to make sure we weren't like leaving anybody out of the equation. And from our meeting with the Lotus Legal Fund, they gave us a couple of names of other nonprofits that they thought we would work well with.
That's how this works, right? It's just a connecting thing. You know, if you're someone who loves to connect like I do, then you talk with someone and you're like, oh, you've got to meet so-and-so, or your missions align. So you really need to meet this person, or I know somebody that could potentially help you. So I love that people are sharing nonprofits. I get that all the time. Nonprofits call me all the time and say, oh, so-and-so did the show. We're looking to get on the show, or we've been on the show and let me recommend 5, 6, 7 other nonprofits. It's great when everybody's talking and connecting and networking. But I imagine it gets down to that relationship piece, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's really all about all of us in constant communication. We invite all of our nonprofit partners and everybody in general to come to these events, meet each other. You know, again, all of our events are posted on that Facebook and Instagram I mentioned earlier. So whether you're a person that wants to just come and help raise money for these nonprofits, is you're a nonprofit that wants to meet other nonprofit people, if you're a person who is in need of some of these services, which we have had happen at some of our previous Women's Month events, you know, in particular, I remember one, Sojourner was the beneficiary, the charity, and there were women there that ended up needing to take some information. Mm. And they were very thankful that it was in a more social, comfortable environment.
Right, right.
Rather. And I'm learning also through working with these nonprofits, you know, the extreme difficulty of leaving any sort of situation like that. So very cool for us to be able to provide an environment you're not going to necessarily think would be having those heavy conversations. Right. You know, you're here to hang out, maybe meet women in the industry because you also work in the industry, but you're in a safe space.
Yeah. That's what's, again, so great about it. You know, you find when you leave that there are all these benefits for you going to this particular event and networking with all these people. So, again, and building relationships, because that's what it's all about, right? Well, what would you say is different about this year as compared to years prior?
This year in particular, again, I know I mentioned a lot of us having different jobs and working with different breweries and spirit companies. We are also focusing on more month-long things as opposed to single-day events. We do the majority of our events in March every year because it is Women's History Month. And working with our nonprofits as well as the bars and restaurants that are holding these spaces for us. Now it's not just like, hey, you have to come on March whatever to be a part of this and know this. They're being very kind and gracious and actually donating month long. So whether, you know, you can come in any day and get to learn about these nonprofits and support them.
So I'm thinking of when my kids were in sports, they'd have like Culver's days where you would go to Culver's and 10% of their profits for the day go to an organization or go to a group of organizations. Do they do that since it's like all month long, you go to a particular establishment and they may say whatever percent goes to Sojourner or whatever other nonprofit
Absolutely.
You might be working with?
Yes. The most specific event or example I can give is a Camino in Milwaukee and West Allis. For every three Sheeps, Indeed, a couple other brewery brands, they were donating $1 per pint.
Oh, okay.
All month. So that's kind of the way we can operate with these events, working as a being more of a conduit to these. You know, we can use our brands. So people, even whether they know it or not, them purchasing that beer or that cocktail, they're benefiting a nonprofit.
Nice, nice. Well, where have you seen this group make a difference? You know, we talk a lot about, well, we call it POP, proof of performance. But let's say somebody's listening and they're like, well, we want to do this, but how do we know that what you're doing is working? You know, what kind of difference are you making in the community? You've talked a little bit about it, but do you have specific impact stories you can share?
Yeah. I mean, and not only seeing people literally come to the events and be able to utilize, get those pamphlets, get those contact information for all these nonprofits, but, you know, even just monetarily, that first year we raised $2,000.
Oh, nice.
Just with four of us and working with one charity. And I believe last year it would have been up to 14 of us in the collective. We worked with seven different charities and we raised over $20,000.
Very nice.
So even seeing that, like, just monetary, but again, and being able to hear from the nonprofits, like, hey, just so you know, this helped us fund an art therapy class that actually happened with Lotus Legal Fund.
Okay.
Part of the money we helped donate last year was helping them with, they do a lot of art therapy for people. So yeah, getting to see what all the nonprofits actually get to utilize these funds for.
Yeah. And I imagine it's super invigorating to know, yeah, we started this little thing. It has grown significantly. And like you mentioned, pillows for Sojourner, but to learn how your investment in these organizations is paying off, I think would be very fulfilling. You know, yeah, we did that. We helped them with that. And again, not that you're patting yourselves on the back, but knowing that the time and the resources that you put to this is really making a difference.
Absolutely. And again, as you're saying, like getting to know all these different nonprofits, seeing all the different services and things that you don't necessarily think of. You know, I think sometimes when you don't need to utilize a service, you don't realize what each one of these nonprofits is offering. You know,
right.
Not only housing or legal representation, but childcare, stable housing. Thing.
The list goes on and on,
it's
right?
It's too many things.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the list goes on.
Yes.
But fortunately, you're able to invest in these nonprofits, help them in whatever way. You know, every little bit counts. Someone might say, well, I can only give, let's just say $25, whatever. But you put that together with other people's $25 times you know, whatever, now you've got a significant impact. And that doesn't mean to say that the $25 isn't an impact. It is. But when you work with a collective, now you've got this big donation or this larger donation that you're a part of instead of being on your own. And again, if you want to be a do something on your own, that's perfectly fine too.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
You have options, as we say, right? Well, how can people see all these great events that you have going on?
Yes. So again, the best way is our Facebook, Women's Beer and Spirit Collective. And then on Instagram, we are WI Beer and Spirit Collective, our wonderful graphics marketing lady, who is also part of works for Yingling. So she's in the group as well.
Okay.
Does all of our posters and social media. You can also find out more about the nonprofits that we're working with on there. So those two sites are the best way to catch everything we're all about.
Okay. And again, we want to reiterate that the nonprofits that you're working with range. There are some that you work with consistently over the years, and understanding you're somewhat new. You're an infant in your existence, but you're making some big impact. But new ones can be added. But that you're doing this during the month of March, which is Women's Month. So there's a lot of things going on. You're promoted by these organizations are being promoted by beer and spirits companies. So how can people get involved without pre-gaming or wetting their whistle, shall we say?
Firstly, if you want to come to events and you don't drink, we do have an NA sponsor as well with Athletic Brewing this year. But we always like to remind people these nonprofits exist year round. You know, please support them and year round. We also try, you know, if I'm doing my own event, even outside of the collective, say in July, I go to this list first because I already have a relationship with them. But yeah, just remembering that people need these services 24/7, not just in the month of March or when there's an event.
365, right?
Exactly.
And so again, if you meet up with Juliana maybe in October, you go to your establishment and you start talking with somebody and saying, we have a relationship with XYZ nonprofit, anybody can go to those nonprofits. So after the month of March, again, I want to just make sure everybody understands, during the month of March, the collective is supporting and working with the nonprofits. But outside the month of March, actually that support continues, but now the individual who wishes to donate goes directly to that individual nonprofit and donates directly to them. Okay. We want to make sure everybody understands that. And then you want to just tell us one more time, what's the best way for people to connect with you guys?
Yes. On Facebook, Women's Beer and Spirit Collective. And then on Instagram, it is WI Beer and Spirit Collective, all spelled out.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thanks for visiting with us today, Juliana Pirandozi from the Women's Beer and Spirits Collective. I appreciate you sharing how you've reclaimed women's involvement in the beer and spirits industry. And obviously, importantly, how you support various nonprofits in our community. So thanks for being here today and sharing the great work that you do.
Thank you very much for having us. And honestly, the history you gave at the beginning was, I didn't know all that. So thank you for teaching me something about my industry.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's fun to do the research and find out all these great things about the topic that I'm researching. So stay tuned next week to hear how another wonderful organization is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.